Well, it's cold. It's very cold. It's brutal. It's the coldest I've ever been.
I think the word cold is the wind chill is just super brutal. There's not enough layers for this kind of cold unless you're prepared to go to the Arctic.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 in Chicago. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is not a big fan of troop withdrawal from Syria. He explains why.
That Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and their affiliates in Syria and Afghanistan continue to pose a serious threat to us here at home. But recognize the danger of a precipitous withdrawal from either conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Lawmakers are hopeful that they can work out a deal on border funding before the deadline runs out on February 15th. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Congressional negotiators seeking a compromise on border security met for the first time as they tried to come to an agreement over a border wall. Democrat Nita Lowey is co-chair of the conference committee.
We can all agree that we must do everything we can to prevent another unnecessary and destructive government shutdown.
Senator Richard Shelby leads Republicans on the panel.
I must stress that as long as we remain polarized, we will never resolve our differences on this critical issue that we owe to the American people.
According to the National Retail Federation, the average person will spend a little over $80 on Super Bowl festivities, with the lion's share of those dollars being spent on food. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says America is getting soft by keeping kids at home from school in extreme cold. The Republican governor of Kentucky has received some flack for his comments, even from NBC weatherman Al Roker, who called him a nitwit. Bevin joins Fox News and explains what he means by his comments on folks getting soft.
In general, we are getting soft, and it's interesting. I mean, my children's schools were canceled, and guess what they did today? They played outside in the snow. So did most kids. You did a little tease at the front end about these kids, and it's awesome. They went out and shoveled people's walkways. Terrific. I don't believe those kids in Wisconsin froze to death. There are people who are freezing to death. It's very dangerous. A year ago, at this time, last January, there was a story that went viral about a town where the temperatures were expected to get 100 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. It went viral all over America. That's the town I grew up in. I understand cold weather. Northern New Hampshire is a brutally cold place underneath the valleys and underneath Mount Washington. I understand it's important for people to be careful, but we also are getting soft in America. And anybody that would question that is really not paying attention, as indicated by some of the things we've mentioned earlier.
The governor also noted that his comments on a local radio station about getting soft were taken out of a little bit of context, in his opinion. It should be noted that in 10 states, folks did not get mail due to the extreme cold temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. I got a quick little brief story in regards to what I got to deal with over the course of the week. And also it kind of shows a little insight into how stubborn I can be. Years ago, I was told, I said, you know, Chris, you really need to hire someone, put someone in charge of your social media and handle postings for you and tweets. And you can get these people to also handle your email as well and respond to your fans and your listeners. And I'm thinking about this for a second. And again, I'm weighing it. I'm like, well, on one hand, I won't free up some time. I'm not a big fan of social media. I'm not a big fan of tweeting stuff, as we all know. I don't put much out there. But they were trying to tell me and how important it was to start engaging in that way. And I said, listen, that's a fugazi. I don't like fakes. I'm not going to have somebody pretend to be me and start putting stuff, information out, whatever it may be. I don't care if it's coming from my program, with my face on it. If I have the time, I'll go ahead and do it. It's like last week, I actually put out an article that I thought was phenomenal. I don't do it that often, few and far between. And the same thing holds true with the email. And I do appreciate. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the emails we get from people from all over the country. I love it when people send me columns or an article from their hometown paper. Might be an op-ed, whatever it may be, something that they feel I might have missed. And I can't read every newspaper in the country. I can't get everything. I do the best I can. And I do appreciate that. I really do. And also oftentimes I get people who send me letters that they had received, information that they had gotten. And I check them over on several occasions. And sometimes these things are so good that I encompass them into the show, into the columns that I write. Well, I got one. Got one sent to me this past week, and I do think it's something that I should share with everyone. And it was, they called a letter, more or less a confession or a mea culpa, or a coming to Jesus moment for a financial planner out there that went over to the dark side. In his column, gentleman, tells about a little bit about his background and where he's worked and how long he was in the business, and how for an extended period of time, he did things the right way. He did well for his clients. He did really well. He took care of them. He dealt in passive index funds, diversified asset classes, got people's portfolios set up to go out there and help them achieve their goals. He did the right thing. But he got bored. He got bored. All of a sudden, it wasn't enough. Wasn't enough. He said, I had to get cute. I learned how to trade derivatives. At first, it was just simple calls and puts. Then, exotic spreads. I learned how to trade futures. And I started placing bigger and bigger bets. Hey, why not? Why not? My clients had a lot of money. I had money. It was okay. Over the past 6 years, he admits that he became more and more confident. More and more confident in the way that he was doing things. Despite the fact that there was only 1 year where he turned a profit. Every other year, he says there was an excuse. Oh, well, if I hadn't lost that $350,000 on cattle futures, we would have made money. Or if we had not just taken that $600,000 loss, we'd have made money. Or if we had just not taken that other loss after the election, we would have had a pretty good year. Dumb, dumb stuff. He was warned. Warned that, again, things are going to fall apart. So, he decided that he was going to quit a lot of the day trading. But he was still using some trading system that he felt always worked. Worked every single time. Until it didn't. In his article, this is back in December, says, I got run over. Every move I made was wrong. I completely managed to wipe out everything. Okay. Why am I telling you this? Well, listen, I for years have tried to warn people as best I could about trying to trade their way to riches. I've made fun of all of the commercials on TV that tell you that they've got some sort of magic trading software. I've told you that conventional wisdom is poison. You listen to these wizards of smart on TV, you try to copy their moves, you're going to lose. The odds are never in your favor. Remember in the Hunger Games? May the odds be in your favor. No, the odds will never be in your favor. They are massively against you. The system, people, and I've been explaining this now for decades, is designed. It's by design to take your money while you're stressed out, while you're guessing, while you're nervous, while you're angry, while you're depressed, and eventually desperate. It's designed that way. The same way casinos are designed to pick your pocket. It's no different. Back in the 1990s, I'm doing an interview. And the interview centered around all of the new online trading platforms. E-Trade, Ameritrade, DLJ Direct, There were several others back then. They were popping up all over the place. And the conventional wisdom at the time is, boy, oh boy, this is bad for brokerage firms. This is going to be terrible for the big brokerage firms out there. And they're talking about this and they're having a conversation. And I disagree with everybody, like I often did on these panels. I said, how is this bad for the brokerage firms? Most of the brokerage firms finance these companies. They raise the money for them. It'd be kind of like a brokerage firm injecting itself with some virulent disease. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They're out there getting dupes. Getting novice investors believing that all of a sudden they could be wizards of smart and great traders too. When the reality is that those big brokerage firms and their traders were going to take everything. I thought about this past week, reading the article, and a great film popped into my mind. We're talking about this cast they had. It's John Turturro, John Malkovich, Matt Damon, Ed Norton. The movie was Rounders, the gambling movie. There's a scene in Rounders where all of these expert gamblers, and they were card sharks. They're in Atlantic City. They're in Atlantic City, and they're at the card table. And they know that the people that are in Atlantic City that want to play cards, that maybe have watched a little bit on ESPN and want to be a card shark for the day, they spot them, the ones that are there on conventions. And they took them, because that's what they do. Do you think that you could go to, you play cards with your buddies on Super Bowl Sunday every now and then, you think you could show up in Vegas and go head-to-head with those card sharks? Well, let me tell you how stacked it is on Wall Street. Not only are you trading against the biggest and best sharks that are out there, but they can see your cards too. They know what you have. They know what you're doing. They move the markets. Their guys put out the reports, the buys, the sells, the holds. They know where the flows are going. They're the ones that are conducting the trades for the major institutions. And you think with your E-Trade software, with your ScottTrade software, you can beat them? The Greeks at Thermopylae had much better odds. Okay? You can't. Now, why would anybody ever invest? Don't gamble. Invest. There's a difference. You get it? There's a big difference between investing and trading. Night and day. There, night and day difference. You need to be an investor. You need to understand what the markets can do for you over time, not overnight. This guy in particular, wiping out his clients, doing the right thing for years, and all of a sudden, oh boy, I can all of a sudden do better. Don't. I explained the story here on the program. The 1990s gives me nightmares. It does. People think, wow, well, markets are going through the roof. Everything's going up. Yeah, that was a problem. Everybody was a guru. Everybody was just smarter. Everybody was smarter than I was, right? I was people making fun of me. I'm doing interviews on radio. Before I had my own radio show. I'm doing guest appearance. I'm being made fun of on a regular basis. Midtown Manhattan, a huge E-Trade center. I'd walk by that thing, and I was like, there is a casino in Midtown Manhattan right now. People going in during their lunch break, trading. if they did so well, where is that E-Trade Center now? They're all gone. They're all gone. Nothing changes, people. The odds are not in your favor. Don't participate. Don't involve yourself in this. I don't care how good you are. And I'm damn good. I've been doing this for a long time. People hear the calls that we make here on the program, what we see happening, what we've been able to predict. And they're like, why don't you trade on this? Why don't I trade on this? Because it's too dangerous. I don't care how good I am or my insight. I gave the comparison this past week to someone. They asked me. I said, if I'm a fantastic driver, one of the best in the world, and I know that there's no cops on the Long Island Expressway for 30 miles, should I drive? I know I'm not going to get in trouble for speeding. Should I drive 120, 130, 140 miles an hour, weaving in and out of cars? I'm a fantastic driver. No. It's too risky. It's dangerous. That's how you get killed. Is it worth getting there that much faster? Is it worth getting there that much faster, knowing that you can wipe out and you can die? No. It's not. So don't. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. Get to our website. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Get yourself in the know. Get your financial plan done the right way. We're always here to help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Everything right there at the website, absolutely free. We also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with my animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, I from time to time, I go on these epic rants. Al Pacino, Scent of a Woman style. I'm just getting warm, and I just keep going without paying attention to the clock. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. One of the things that I try to get across to people here on the program as well, and it kind of separates us from everybody else, is we do not close our door. We don't put up a velvet rope. We don't say, you're not big enough. One word I couldn't stand, this is back in my Wall Street days, the word piker. Piker, this is what they call people that aren't big enough, aren't rich enough to do business. Piker. I hated that word. I never really understood the idea of why wouldn't you help somebody out? Isn't our job to help people make more money and put them on the right path? And won't it pay off down the road when we do that? You see, to them, it wasn't about that. They didn't want to put the work in. Because the reality of the situation is they knew that most of the people were going to end up losing. Churn them and burn them, baby. And that's why I left the big firms decades ago. But anyway, one thing that we do insist upon at Markowski Investments is you're doing things our way. You're not coming here and all of a sudden calling us up one day and deciding to liquidate half your portfolio because your buddy gave you a tip on something that's going to work out really, 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 really well. And you know what? You might be right. But you might not. You might not. And you know what? There's been instances where, you know what? Things have worked out. People have gotten a tip and they've worked out. But more often than not, they don't. And that's where you see a lot of pain. Sure, you want to take a portion, you want to do that. But no, we don't gamble. You're doing things our way. This is why I bring this up. At a great little get-together last weekend watching the football games. Maybe I'll even talk about the games later on in the program because, yeah, I was pulling my hair out with the officiating too. But everybody's always picking my brain all the time, and it's good. I love talking about this stuff. And Uber came up. Well, you know, you take a look at this IPO, and man, it's going to be big. Its valuation of $120 billion. Chris, can you get me in on that? You know, I like to buy into that. And I start talking to people. I said, you guys realize that Uber's never made a dime, right? And they kind of looked at me funny. Like, yes, it has. I use the service. I pay all the time. I'm like, no. It's never made a profit. And all of a sudden, I'm wrong. But he's arguing with me. Yes, it has. Uber's made a profit. It's going public. No, it hasn't. It hasn't made a dime. So, again, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, listen, okay, look it up. I'm like, look it up. Pick up your phone, Google it. And they did. And they were amazed. And anyway, I'll delve a little bit deeper into this when we get back. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Again, our newsletter consultations with are certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The deep freeze continues in much of the country, with these folks from Chicago reacting to the cold weather.
Well, it's cold. It's very cold. It's brutal. It's the coldest I've ever been.
I think the word cold is not a proper way to define it. It's just unbelievably cold, and the wind chill is just super brutal. There's not enough layers for this kind of cold unless you're prepared to go to the Arctic.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 in Chicago. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is not a big fan of troop withdrawal from Syria. He explains why.
That Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and their affiliates in Syria and Afghanistan continue to pose a serious threat to us here at home. I recognize the danger of a precipitous withdrawal from either conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rapcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. I know I have mentioned this. We've talked about it before on the program. There is going to be, over the course of the year, you're getting a lot of the CEOs of these companies. Guy from Uber, what's his name there, Dara, Khosrowshahi, saying that the ride-hailing giant is on track to go public this year. Lyft wants to go public. All right. The funny thing is that most people don't have any idea how Wall Street works. They really don't. This, all of these technology companies, these unicorns, back in the 1990s, they would have went public at a much different valuation. Now, did I eschew all tech companies in the 1990s that I was talking about earlier? No. No. And if I could get my hands on some hot IPO, yeah, I'd get my hands on it, and I'd sell it right away. I'd sell it right away, and that's why I can't have a difficult time getting my hands on it, because it would tick off the investment bankers. They'd yell and scream at me, like, you got to hold on to that stock. I'm like, I bought it today for 20. It's now 40. So you were, the owners of the company were willing to sell me their company today at 20, and it doubled in the same day, and you're telling me to hold on to it? What do you think, I'm stupid? No, sell, Mortimer, sell. Get out. I don't care if you think it's going to 80. Take the money and run. But when you do that, you don't get a lot of IPO, because what do they want to have happen? They want to support the stock. They want to ladder the stock up. They want people to continue to buy in the aftermarket. They like the boom, 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 so they can get more IPOs and get more attention. Nah. I when I look at stocks, I look at them no differently if I'm going out to buy a pizza shop, or I'm going out to buy any other business, restaurant, laundromat. Doesn't make any difference. Retail, they all have a valuation. And if the owner of that business, the owner of the pizza shop, you find this great pizza shop, and you love it. It's great. Got nice cash flow. You buy it, you come up with a price, and you buy it. Say you buy it for $200,000. And you're all excited. But all of a sudden, the next day, somebody comes by and says, listen, I'm willing to give you $400,000 for it. What? You may even try to get more out of the guy. But I'm taking that deal. I'm taking that. I'm like, score. That's great. Fantastic. I'm out. What's happened with all of these companies? And they don't even explain this to you. All the 1990s stuff that took place, where people were getting in at some of the lower levels, even though they held on for way too long and didn't get out, that's all gone. That's all taken place already. Uber's been around for 10 years and it's never made a dime. How does a company stay alive for 10 years and not make any money, unless they are a subsidized government company, or they're a socialist in a socialist country that's tied in with the government in some way. The only way you stay in business is you have to continually raise more money. And that's what they've done. Raise after raise after raise. This is where people are coming in and they're investing at Uber. Every round, a little bit higher valuation, a little bit higher valuation, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. When Uber goes public, what you're doing is you're basically allowing all of those early investors to sell, to get out. You're buying in at a, what is it, $120 billion valuation for a company that has yet to make a dime in profit. Yet to make a dime in profit. And that's what you want to pay for? If you had $120 billion lying around the house, would you say, you know what? I'm going to go buy all of Google and keep it to myself. Would you do it? No. This is why valuation matters. This is why you need to pay attention. How many various different little unicorn companies from Snap-on through did we warn you about? We told you exactly what was going to happen. I don't care how sexy the name is. You show me a light at the end of the tunnel. You show me how you're going to be profitable. You show me a justification for what you're selling the stock at. Then maybe I'll be interested. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Dozens of Marines swarmed over the notoriously tricky airstrip high atop Santa Catalina Island in California. Soon the airport and the sky resembled a war zone full of heavy machinery, trucks, troops in camouflage, and military tents. The squadron was sent on a mission to fix a problem that made takeoffs and landings tough for even the most experienced pilots. Potholes, rocks, loose chunks of asphalt on the runway. Under an agreement with the nonprofit conservatory, which owns and operates the facility, the Marines and some Navy Seabees will repave the 3,000-foot-long runway with concrete. The $5 million project, funded by donations to the Conservancy, will keep the runway open for decades. It'll also provide the Marines with valuable training in a challenging island setting. I grew up in Los Angeles. My family used to vacation in Catalina, but we never flew to that runway. I'm glad it's getting fixed. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about Jack Bogle, who just died at the ripe old age of 89. Very, very nice man, very giving man, and someone who got it. Here's somebody that also understood the terrain. Understood the terrain and said, wait a second here. Wait a second. Wall Street's not doing the right thing by investors. Not doing the right thing by investors, and I'm going to do something about it. And one could argue that he did more for the average investor, individual investor in the country than anyone else. You're talking about ideas that transformed a large swath of the industry. Somebody, in essence, gave generations of intelligent investors a way to participate in this American economy, this American miracle. A way to put money away in an efficient manner. A way to build towards one's goals, what they wanted in life. I mentioned earlier on in the program, the 1990s, people calling me up wanting me to sell their Vanguard funds because they want to buy into the next hot.com stock. And again, I want to throw up in my mouth. Jack Bogle understood the idea of cost efficiency, overcharging fees. He put this together, and again, you're talking about going against a behemoth. I think Jack Bogle did more to do away with the commission-based model than anybody else did. And back in the day, what they would charge for trades, for stock trades, commissions, my God, it was extraordinary. More and more people started to wisen up and say, you know what? There's a different way. He had a relentless pursuit of cost savings in what he did. And it's something that, again, we try to model ourselves on. How can we save our clients more money? How can we cut down on their costs? How can we cut down on fees? Every way possible to eke out that little extra return. It's that hard work, nose to the grindstone model that, in my opinion, breeds success. Jack Bogle had that. Anyway, have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, and take advantage of all the great stuff we have there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5900.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you
know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, I can't remember. Scratching my head. I'm sorry, people. I can't remember. I don't know if I talked about this last week on the program. I know I talked about it. And actually, it's kind of a good little segue or side note. I do 18 hours of radio a week. It's not just our big weekend program that you're listening to right now. Monday through Friday from 9 to 12. And you can get that show if it's not on your area. Get it on our website, iTunes, Google Play. But I know I spent some time talking about Pacific Gas and Electric and their bankruptcy. I haven't talked about this here on the program. Just how ridiculous the rating agencies are and how nothing has changed. Both S&P and Moody's had PG&E. And their $30 billion of debt rated as investment grade. This is while the bonds were cratering. We all knew what was going on with PG&E. We all saw what happened in California over the past 2 years with wildfires. We know the lawsuits were coming. Yet S&P and Moody's, who are supposed to be, again, the referees, the umpires, whatever you want to call them, people that are taking a look at this stuff and giving an honest rating on the creditworthiness of entities, they don't. I guess referees, there's a bad example based upon what took place last week in the NFL, but they did this during the financial crisis. The big Wall Street firms would go to S&P and Moody's and give them this steaming pile of dog crap. Steaming pile of dog crap securities, mortgage-backed securities that Moody's and S&P were paid to put AAA ratings on. Now, S&P and Moody's, they're scared because they know if you downgrade the debt of certain entities, you'll have, in essence, margin calls coming from various different entities, and it can set forth a chain reaction of bad things for that company. But that's what you're supposed to do. That's your job. And they continue to fail at what they do. I put zip, zero, zilch, no stock in any rating coming from Moody's or S&P. And you know what's a shame? Is that they've been, it's almost like their royalty. It's almost like their royalty. It's like, almost like the king came and put the sword on one shoulder and the other shoulder, and they're knights of the credit ratings. And nobody can mess with them. They have a monopoly on the business. pathetic. Anyway, the Malaysian government has got a message for Goldman Sachs. Your disingenuous, blame-deflecting apology for Goldman's role in one of the biggest financial frauds ever isn't going to cut it. Yeah, you got to hand it to these big investment firms. And they don't sell themselves short. They really don't. When they see an opportunity like Ned Ryerson, they charge like a bull. They charge like a bull, and they go all in. All in. There are criminal charges that have been filed against Goldman Sachs. Good luck with that. But Malaysia's smart, saying, hey, listen, we'll drop the criminal charges if you pay us. I know a lot of people, oh, my God, oh, look at this. This is terrible. Look at what's going on. This is a shakedown. Are you kidding? Why? The same damn thing doesn't happen in this country? The big firms don't pay a fine to Washington, D.C., and don't they not all walk away scot-free? What planet have you been living on here, people? This is how white-collar crime is prosecuted. There's no criminality if you are a company of size. I mentioned this last week on the program. Eric Holder, former attorney general, said, what am I going to do? I'm paraphrasing. What am I going to do? I'm going to go after one of these big firms? That might be bad for the economy. I can't do that. They've got the greatest get-out-of-jail-free card of all time. They're too big to fail. So how do we rein these things in? You don't do business with them. That's it. I say it all the time. I wish people were a little bit more conscious of who they did business with. I know I am. Sit here on the program. I never call for boycotts. Not that type of program. Would never do such a thing. But I'm like Santa Claus. I keep a list. I got a list up in my noggin. I know who I'm going to actually do business with and who I'm not going to do business with. You can force change in society. You can force change upon businesses by the way you spend, by who you decide to do business with. For over almost 20 years now. Almost 20 years now here on the program, we've been going after the big investment firms. We've been going after the small investors. We're going after all of the liars, the crooks, and cheats out there. And I've said from the beginning, and this is even before they've even gotten more powerful than they were back then. The only way that they're going to be stopped, the only way we're going to force any change, is the way that people decide to spend their money, who they decide to do business with. It really is just that simple. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well, Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics